Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. All arrangements in place for second and final phase of assembly elections in Bihar tomorrow. Assam cabinet approves bill to ban polygamy. Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma says bill to be tabled in assembly this month. President Draupadi Murmu to address Angolan Parliament in Luanda today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses gratitude to Bhutan for grand welcome to sacred relics of Lord Buddha. India's Anish Bhanwala bags silver medal at ISSF World Shooting Championships in Cairo, Egypt. And Indian Grandmaster Karthik Venkatraman enters fourth round of FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 in Goa. And now the news in detail. All arrangements have been put in place for the second and final phase of assembly elections in Bihar. 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. More than 3.70 crore voters will decide the fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 in the evening, except for 7 constituencies, where it will end at 5 p.m. for security reasons. To convey the message of women's empowerment, 595 polling stations will be managed entirely by female polling staff, while 21 PWD polling booths will be operated by differently abled personnel. Additionally, 316 model polling stations have been established. More details from our correspondent.
In this phase, the fate of 12 cabinet ministers from government led by Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will be decided. Veteran JDU leader and state power minister Bijendra Prasad Yadav is contesting from Supol constituency. BJP candidate and state industries minister Nitish Mishra is in the fray from Jhanjharpur seat in Madhubani district. Former deputy chief minister and cabinet minister Renu Devi is contesting as a BJP candidate from Betia, while public health engineering minister Niraj Singh Bablu is contesting from Chhatapur. Senior BJP leader and corporation minister Dr. Prem Kumar is fighting from Gaya town for the 8th time as a BJP candidate. JDU leader and minister Leshi Singh is contesting from Dhamdaha assembly seat. Science and Technology Minister Sumit Kumar Singh is contesting as a JDU candidate from Chakai in Jamui district. Congress State President Rajesh Kumar is contesting from Kutumba in Aurangabad, while LJP Ram Vilas State President Raju Tiwari is trying his luck from Govindganj seat in East Champaran district. With Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Patna.
By-elections for 8 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states will also be held tomorrow. These constituencies are Budgam and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Ghatshila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Taran Taran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram, and Nuapara in Odisha. Counting of votes will take place on the 14th of November, along with Bihar assembly elections. President Draupadi Murmu is scheduled to address the Angolan parliamentarians at the National Assembly in Luanda today. The president had said that, as the world's largest democracy, India hopes to enhance parliamentary cooperation with Angola. She had stressed upon the need for the democratic institutions to learn from each other's experience through mutual exchanges.
राष्ट्रपति लोरेंसो के साथ मेरी विस्तृत वार्ता के दौरान हमें द्विपक्षीय संबंधों के सभी पहलुओं पर चर्चा करने और क्षेत्रीय सहयोग को और मजबूत करने का अवसर प्राप्त हुआ। हमारी आर्थिक साझेदारी एक जीवंत एनर्जी पार्टनरशिप पर आधारित है। हमने नए क्षेत्रों में व्यापार और निवेश संबंधों को और विविध बनाने पर सहमति व्यक्त की, जिसमें टेक्नोलॉजी, कृषि, स्वास्थ्य, रक्षा, इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और पीपल टू पीपल टाइज शामिल है।
प्रेसिडेंट मुर्मू विल आल्सो इंटरैक्ट विद मेंबर्स ऑफ द इंडियन कम्युनिटी इन एंगोला। प्रेसिडेंट मुर्मू हैड यस्टरडे हेल्ड वाइड रेंजिंग डिस्कशंस विद एंगोलन प्रेसिडेंट जुआओ लोरेंसो। अ रिपोर्ट।
The two leaders agreed to work together to deepen bilateral cooperation. They identified areas such as energy, infrastructure, defense, health, agriculture, and digital technologies for closer partnership. MOUs were exchanged to strengthen cooperation in fisheries, aquaculture, marine resources, and consular matters. President Murmu welcomed Angola's decision to join the International Big Cat Alliance and the Global Biofuels Alliance. The Angolan president praised India's expertise in health, aerospace, and defense systems. He said that working with India India in these areas would be especially beneficial for Angola. Manish Shiva, Akashwani News, Angola.
President Murmu is on a visit to Angola and Botswana from the 8th to 13th of November. Tomorrow, she will be attending the 50th anniversary celebrations of Angola's 39th independence before proceeding to Botswana for the second leg of this tour. In a major social initiative, the Assam Cabinet has approved the Assam Prohibition of Polygamy Bill 2025, aimed at outlawing and eliminating the practice of polygamy across the state, except in 6th schedule areas. The bill prohibits any individual from marrying if they already have a living spouse, are not legally separated, or if their earlier marriage has not been dissolved by a decree of divorce. It also provides for compensation to women affected by polygamous marriages, acknowledging the immense hardship such victims often endure. Speaking on the bill, Assam Chief Minister Himant Biswa Sarma has said, there may be some exceptions for the 6 schedule areas. He said, the government will also create a new fund to compensate the women victims of polygamy so that they do not face hardship in continuing with their lives.
Cabinet has adopted a bill to prohibit polygamy in Assam. Polygamy will lead to 7 years of imprisonment, and there is a provision to compensate the victim women also in the bill itself. However, this will not apply to the scheduled tribe population of the state, and it will also not immediately apply in the 6 scheduled areas of the state of Assam.
The country is celebrating the 150th anniversary of its national song, Vande Mataram, a song that has inspired generations of Indians to unite, rise, and celebrate the spirit of the nation. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the spirit of Vande Mataram traveled beyond India, inspiring revolutionaries across the world. Our report.
The rousing call of Vande Mataram did not stop at India's borders. It travelled across seas and continents, igniting the flame of patriotism among Indians living far from home. On the 22nd of August in 1907, freedom fighter Madam Bhikaji Kama unfurled the first Indian tricolour flag on foreign soil in Stuttgart, Germany. This historic act gave further momentum to the growing international attention on India's independence movement. The flag, designed by Madam Kama and Shyamji Krishna Verma, had the words Vande Mataram inscribed on it, symbolizing India's unbreakable spirit and call for freedom. Just 2 years later, in 1909, revolutionary Madanlal Dhingra faced the gallows in London for his act of defiance against British rule. His final words, Vande Mataram, echoed as a timeless message of bravery and sacrifice. In that very year, Indian patriots in Paris started a magazine called Vande Mataram from Geneva, spreading India's message of freedom and unity to people across the world. And as Gopal Krishna Gokhale stepped into Cape Town in South Africa in October 1912, he was greeted by a grand procession filled with chants of Vande Mataram echoing in the air. With Shivang and Soumya, this is Valsa Williams for Akashwani News. Vande
Mataram. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed appreciation to the people and leadership of Bhutan for the reverent welcome accorded to the sacred relics of Lord Buddha, which reached Thimphu from India. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that these relics symbolize the timeless message of peace, compassion, and harmony. He added that the teachings of Lord Buddha are a sacred link between India and Bhutan's shared spiritual heritage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 2-day visit to Bhutan beginning tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi and King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk will inaugurate the 1,020-megawatt Punat Sangchu 2 hydroelectric project. The project is jointly developed by India and Bhutan. The Prime Minister will attend the celebrations dedicated to the 70th birth anniversary of fourth king of Bhutan, Jigme Singye Wangchuk, and also meet his counterpart Shering Tobge. The GST Bachat Utsav kicked off on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the new GST rates in the stationery sector is helping citizens. Our report.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has given a significant relief on stationery products, benefiting students and retailers across the country. The tax rate on stationery items like pencils, erasers, sharpeners, crayons, notebooks, graph books, maps and charts have been reduced to nil from earlier 12%. Similarly, the GST rate on eraser has been reduced to nil from previously taxed 5%. In addition, items such as geometry boxes, color boxes and pouches, which previously fell under the 12% slab, have now been reduced to 5% slab. The tax cut in this sector is easing the financial strain on students and boosting the retail of these products in the market. Drishti Punyani, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And moving on to the world of sports. In shooting, India's Anish Bhanwala created history at the ISSF World Championships by clinching silver in the men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event at Cairo in Egypt. We have more from our sports desk.
Anish clinched the silver medal by hitting 28 targets in the final holding. This remarkable performance makes him the first Indian individual pistol shooter ever to win a World Championships medal at an Olympic event. 23-year-old Anish, who hails from Sonipat in Haryana, brings up India's medal count at the Cairo meet to 5 with 1 gold, 2 silvers and 2 bronze. On to chess, Indian Grandmaster Karthik Venkataraman advanced to the fourth round of the FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 in Panji, Goa. He reached in the fourth round after defeating Romanian Grandmaster Bogdan Daniel Dake in the 10th tiebreaker. With this, Karthik joins four other Indian players, Arjun Erigesi, R. Pragananda, P. Hari Krishna and World Junior Champion V. Pranav, in the fourth round. Earlier, Grandmasters Vidit Gujarati and S. L. Narayanan were both eliminated in their respective tiebreak encounters. With Jigyasa, Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
India Meteorological Department IMD has said that cold wave conditions will prevail over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand for the next 2 days. It said night temperatures will be below normal by about 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over South Haryana and isolated plains of Northwest India and North Madhya Maharashtra during the next 3 to 4 days. IMD has forecast for fall in minimum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northeast India as well. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Saira. All dailies have widely noticed the political fervor in Bihar in the run-up to the assembly polls. Hindustan Times writes, pitched Bihar campaign finishes phase 2 tomorrow, while the Asian Age headlines, Shah, Rajnath target opposition, ask Bihar to vote tomorrow. The dailies inform that campaigning ends for phase 2 with 122 seats in contest, PMC's splendid results, exit polls Tuesday evening. The Indian Express headlines, COP30 begins today in Brazil, limited outcomes so far, focus on implementation. The Statesman quotes the Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, India's strategic edges in the Indian Ocean, says CTS. And finally, for lovers of the iconic annual Phoolon Ki Sair that was suspended has received permission to be held at its original venue, Ambag, in Mehroli. The Pioneer informs Delhi's Phoolbalon Ki Sair gets green light. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. All arrangements put in place for second and final phase of assembly elections in Bihar tomorrow. Assam cabinet approves bill to ban polygamy. Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma says bill to be tabled in assembly this month. President Draupadi Murmu to address Angolan Parliament in Luanda today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses gratitude to Bhutan for grand welcome to sacred relics of Lord Buddha. India's Anish Bhanwala bags silver medal at ISSF World Shooting Championships in Cairo, Egypt. And Indian Grandmaster Karthik Venkataraman enters fourth round of FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 in Goa. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.